The top topics, the headiest headlines, the debatiest debate. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
There's very few people saying that the top three projected draft picks will not be a good player. Like, they feel super confident that that's the case, that you will get like a stud player in the top three. After that, chances are really good, but sometimes guys don't pan out at four, five.
Right. And the NHL draft is a bit of a crapshoot, but not as much as some other drafts. Like, I think Major League Baseball is the biggest crapshoot of them all, because you never know what's going to happen outside of one. The number one picks have panned out in recent vintage.
If you can sign them, yeah.
But yeah, there is some degree of certainty with these top three players. And the Maple Leafs, of course, have the best chance at landing number one, but that's only 20%. Who needs Austin Matthews the most? It's an interesting question. And maybe we can just talk about the seven Canadian teams. Who needs him the most?
Oh, probably the Canucks. If you're talking about a team that, you know, lacks pieces to build on and is sort of caught in that transition mode where they're not fully committed to a rebuild, but probably should be, but can't really afford to right now. So in that sense, if nothing else, this A, accelerates the rebuild, or maybe even convinces you that you need to rebuild and that you have a piece that you can start that with, which makes it easier maybe to let go of some of those older players.
Yeah, I agree with Jordan. It's the Canucks, and if only because winning the lottery would allow ownership to go to the fan base and say, hey, we've got a guy we can build around here now. Please allow us to go out and do the other necessary moves that we need to make to start rebuilding this franchise, because in the absence of winning the lottery, or maybe even getting second, or maybe if they get number two in Lonnie, it's easy for them to do it, but that's such an impatient fan base, and they really need to do the hard work of rebuilding there. And if they don't win the lottery, it's going to be a really ugly and fascinating summer in the West Coast.
They're in a terrible spot right now, because you have these great players who are, you know,
still really good,
still effective, though not as great as they once were.
They can't carry a team on their own.
Not good enough to carry a team on their own. And, you know, it's very similar to what you saw in the first round happen to Detroit, right? Losing to Tampa Bay. You have these two great players who are not as good as they once were and can't carry a team on their own. The difference is that the Wings have some young players. The Canucks really, like, if you look at their roster, there is nobody you can project on that roster as a guy who you can build a cup contender around.
What does it say about the team that did finish 30th and has the best shot at Austin Matthews that we don't talk about the Maple Leafs as needing him the most, which is kind of shocking? Like, there's enough there? There's enough
young players? Not enough,
but there's a lot more than what the Canucks have.
Yeah, it's just the Canucks are in such a bad place. I mean, I think the Leafs would be second or third in terms of the list of teams that really need him, but that at least they have something.
And everyone agrees that the Leafs are on the right path and they're doing things the right way, and they have a plan. Nobody knows what the Canucks' plan is right now.